Thank you for watching, guys. This is the Fuller House After Show, and we have Virginia, who plays CJ, on the show with us. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love it. Yes.
If you guys are at all confused as to why we're dancing into Legally Blonde the musical, look at her outfit. Is she not screaming Elle Woods?
Yes, she is.
Is she not screaming I'm Reese Witherspoon right now? She's giving me all kinds of life with this right now. Her lipstick is popping. Her sweater. She needs to be Elle Woods on Broadway if that was still going on.
I believe it.
Welcome back to another episode of Fuller House. We are recapping the last two. I'm so bummed. But we're so happy that she's here. Yeah. I'm your host, Annika Michelle, and with me are my lovely co-hosts.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Yes, welcome back, and I'm Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at @Rach_Robillard.
And with us,
hello. Yes, we have Virginia Williams.
Virginia!
Hi.
And where can we find you?
Great, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Virginia WMS, Virginia Wooms, short for Williams, okay. As Virginia Williams is one character too long.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. That's so
abbreviated Williams. And my Facebook fan page is The Virginia Williams. I am not on the Snapchat. I don't know how to do that thing.
It's okay. You're on the other two, so that's all I meant. Yeah, connect true. With you, reach out. It's great. I'm so excited you're here.
Yes, thank you for being
thank
here.
For coming
thank
on.
You, thank you. We're talking the finale.
I know. We're Can talking you believe two Christmas I'm and sad. The Happy New Year, baby. But it flew by way too fast.
Way too fast.
That's easy to binge these.
I know. And you play CJ on the show, which obviously if they're watching, I would hope that they would know that. Yeah. But, which is obviously very close to DJ.
Right.
And you're dating Steve.
Yep.
You know? And okay, first of all, I need to know. Did you watch Full House, like...
Growing up
and...
I did. You know, okay. I did watch the show growing up. I had really, really strict parents, and okay. I wasn't really allowed to watch TV much at okay. all. But I know, even like the most wholesome show on the planet. But I was allowed to right. watch Full House some. My husband actually, though yeah. hilariously, was a huge fan. And when I got the call about this part, and I was going in for it, I just remember him saying, "Don't you mess this up for me.
Don't my childhood fantasy."
Oh, my gosh.
She was describing
DJ's twin, and he was like, "You're going to crush it. Go do it." Yeah. Anyway, so it was really fun. But for him, he and his little sister, like, grew up every on Friday yeah. night, pizza yeah. and Full House, and that was like... That was the
that
jam.
Was
so yeah, it's really fun for him. He's like a little kid at Christmas when I got it.
Your hubby was obviously excited. How did you feel when you got the part? What was your initial reaction?
I was really excited. I mean, I thought it was really fun. I honestly, there are so many. The way she was originally described was right. was just, you know, DJ's twin, and I thought of all the actresses in Los Angeles, like I think I. And on camera, I can really see it. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
This camera
yeah.
and I do look a lot alike. But I thought, it's of all the cute 5'2", I'm like
blonde,
5'7", and I have this really deep voice. And I just thought, I mean, there are more people that are her twin. But okay. I'll go and I'll have a good time and I'll have fun. And I watched a couple episodes of Fuller House okay. right before I went in. And I thought, well, I'm just going to do like my best Candace Cameron Bure yeah. impression. Like, I'm going to go in and, like, do an impression and have
right.
fun.
Smart.
And I did it, and it worked. And then they just sort of made CJ, she didn't have to be the exact thing. She's,
right.
CJ, mm-hmm. you know, there's some little things I think of in the first episode. It's like, oh, you take care of, you're a doctor that takes care
right.
of pets, and she takes care of people.
Right.
And there were some other
yes.
little things, like, and she's taller. And she,
yeah.
you know, they ended up, you know, things get cut and things get moved around. But I was thrilled. I honestly didn't know if it was going to go my way or not. So I had a...
But it's obvious, excited. Like, why obviously Steve fell in love with DJ and fell in love with CJ.
Yeah, right.
Siege and Deej and not knowing who
Siege
he's talking to sometimes.
Sure.
And, Well, when we get to Happy New Year, he's like, you know, you kind of thought that they're still in love. I kind of think that they're still in love.
Well, of course. I mean,
hello.
Yeah, it's their first love.
What do you think?
There's always that place in your heart. I mean, you know, there's always that place in your heart for your first love. Yeah. Somewhere there's a place in your heart, even if you find love somewhere else. And I do think, I mean, the way that they've written it and the way that we've played it, I do think Steve does, and he says as much now, has very real, very true feelings for CJ. Right. But of course they're
originally
coming from the similarities to DJ.
And if maybe it did work out, then maybe CJ wouldn't be there. You know what I mean? Like, that would be no, but there has to be a conflict of, like, there has to be a battle, I feel like. Oh, because it's too easy. It's too easy otherwise. If Matt wasn't on it, you weren't on it, you know.
It's Ross and Rachel.
Josh, right. John.
I mean, we have to.
The game has to go back and forth. But I've always said, like, I'm Team Steve, you know. I'm Team, because there's Team Steve and Team Matt. Right, which I interviewed Matt John, who's amazing and so sweet. And there's nothing against him as a person. I just go back to the, The memories, the prom pictures, the growing up, I mean, he's just like, and just even in the prior episodes, I said, like, he always is trying to, like, watch out for her, you know, take care of her.
The sweet guy, the good guy.
And you don't want him to finish last, not that he's finishing last with you, but you know what I mean? Like,
no.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you just want that, well, like, nostalgia that for love the to come show. Together.
Yeah, sure.
I'm very happy you're in the show, though. Do not get me wrong about this, but I'm saying, like, if you were... Take yourself away from playing the character of CJ. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not, I'm not talking about you being in the show. I'm saying, if you, would you want Candace to be with Matt or Steve? Like, you're not, it's not losing you a job.
You know.
goodness.
I think that it's a kind of a hard thing because the way that Matt is set up is, it's not like he's the bad boy.
Right.
His character is still a really
good guy.
Nice, good guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that makes it a little tricky. Usually you've kind of got, like, the nice guy and the bad boy. And he's not the bad boy. He's just kind of the, you know. He's not. But I'm always a sucker for the good guy. I mean, I'm a sucker for, like, my husband, when we first met, he always wore bow ties. We called him Bowtie Bradford. I'm like, I like the nice, good, like, student body president. Yeah. Like, that's
your guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm Steve. I mean, it'd be Steve. Team Steve. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
We got two for Team Steve tonight.
Team Matt.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've been very back and forth this entire season. Mm-hmm. And knowing that, I mean, I don't mean to fast forward a little bit into the finale season, but knowing that Steve would have originally, or excuse me, that DJ would originally pick Steve. Twist, didn't it? That was a huge twist, mm-hmm. which is going to be amazing for season three, which is happening. Yeah. And so, congratulations on season three.
And the People's Choice Awards
last night. Yes. Mm-hmm. And speaking of season three, they're expanding the season from 13 to 18 episodes, which is awesome. More shows to binge watch.
Yeah. And more shows to talk about.
And more shows to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly that.
But we have to quickly go through this Christmas one, because there's so much to talk about New Year one that I just so badly want to get to it. But we can't skip over the Christmas. So we'll just do a quick little recap on the Christmas. And you brought your daughter...
Yes.
To their house for Christmas. And I think, like, even DJ's reaction when she saw you, she's like, oh, you guys, oh, it's not Matt from, you know, it's you guys.
Right.
Okay, you brought your kid. Oh, great. Okay, come on in. Oh, now my son is falling for your daughter. Great. That's what I need, you know?
Uh-huh.
But that's so sweet. That I feel like that's the cutest thing ever. Because, first of all, I don't think they even mentioned at all that you had a kid at the show, in the show.
No, there was an original line in the first episode where there was another correlation between DJ and CJ about their children. It was like, oh, you have kids, and CJ's kids have skipped three grade. Like, it was like kind of everything that DJ was. It was like, CJ did. But I went back and I watched it again, and I thought, oh, okay, that part ended up getting cut. You know, in sitcoms, you often try different lines. Like, they'll do one take with this, and then do another take with something else. And so no, I don't think it's mentioned before that I have any children. But Rose, is she not the cutest?
She's so cute.
Such
so
a great actress.
She is a great actress.
I was so excited for Max and her. And like their little Titanic reenactment.
That's my favorite part.
I ship this.
Why is this?
They're my favorite couple on the
show. 6 or 7 years old, however old Elias is, more romantic than some of these grown men here in Los Angeles. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
you know,
their love life is better than mine.
I mean, it's crazy. Exactly. Granted, it's written and rehearsed and all that, but still, you know, it's very like cute.
I have a 5-year-old nephew that my sister-in-law just texted me this week, and she said, my son, she's 2 boys, and the older one, she's like, he literally at least twice a week asks to watch the Thanksgiving episode and the Christmas episode, and he's obsessed with the kids' love storyline.
Yes.
He's 5. It's so cute. I'm like, we have to find him a little girlfriend.
He's clearly like,
he's relating to the scenario. Yeah. Exactly that.
That's adorable.
It's pretty precious.
And the fact that Rose knew the type of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Like at that point, I was like, oh my gosh, match made in heaven.
I feel like, do you think that would get explored at all in season 3? Because, I mean, you're obviously going to be around because you're now engaged. There might be some wedding planning. There might be some, some wedding planning if it goes, you know, a certain direction.
All kinds of drama that could happen. Huh?
But do you think that...
Some stress.
That would be, like, a thing that would that the producer would do, Max and Rose?
I mean, she's so lovely. I can't imagine that they would not really bring her back. And, yeah, it's just a tricky thing with actors' schedules and locking people down.
Yeah,
and we have other jobs and things.
Yeah,
you know?
It's hard.
But, I hope that she and I are both back in a larger capacity. It's a lot of fun.
I feel like you would be back at least because we need to know what's going on. Which way is this going? Is this proposal that? God, I want to get to that episode. Anyways, we're going to go really fast because I have so much to talk about the next one. But I have to say really quickly, the Christmas one, I thought it was the cutest thing ever when they were taking the family photos and they were in the matching pajamas.
Yes. I know, at the very beginning.
I'm really like, cute. This is like a Hallmark like family. I mean, they are, but you know. That's a little note I made in my head. Like, I'm going to do that when I'm married and make everyone wear matching pajamas and take a Christmas picture.
Right? I mean, that's what I did for Christmas this year.
My family,
we all have matching Christmas pajamas, and they were pink this year. And so my little sister, my mom, and even my dad, we were all wearing pink matching fuzzy pajamas.
As you should.
I was the only one who was really festive for Christmas in my family, so I didn't get that long.
As you should. I love it. Anything you guys want to add in this one? I just want to jump to the next one so bad.
We should talk about Kimmy and how she you know, the main person in the show. She stole the show.
She did. She stole the show.
Literally stole
the
show.
She's so good in that episode. Oh, my gosh.
And Nutcracker.
She's so good in that episode.
So funny.
Hysterical.
I love that she, like, kind of continues that. Like, she played Lucy in the Halloween episode, but she has that still, like... I'm going to be in show business. I'm going to make it. I'm going to... But little, like... I mean, obviously, she's doing it. But, like, her character is, like, I'm going to perform. I'm going to be the center stage. Right. She wanted to co-host with Danny. She wanted to, you know, dance in that little kids thing on Halloween with Fernando. Like, she's always, like, trying
season
to find
three.
A spotlight and, like, get me in it.
Camp
you know?
Dance with Ramona.
Yeah.
Exactly
like,
that.
She's trying...
She's always the center of attention.
Every outlet.
And the band. The band with her big face on it, on the t-shirts.
Yes.
You are so right. I think that's what I like Kimmy. That's why she's one of my favorite characters because
she's awesome.
She's not afraid to be quirky and crazy and embrace the center of attention.
Yeah.
You know, that's amazing. Good for
her. I love
her.
That.
It's great.
I think season 3 she should like
have
get
her
show.
Like
a show within a show.
Then it'll be like she already has it. Then the fun of her trying to break into other people's performances is gonna be like, oh well she already has her show. Go to your show. But I like her breaking into
the break-in moments.
Yeah. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Good Morning USA. Yeah. When she did it with Danny, I was dying. I was like, this girl, she just grabbed someone else's, like, lotto and went. But, I loved it. I thought it was a good...
She was such a trooper, too. She, I know y'all had Sony on before me, so I'm not sure how much you guys talked about. But Andrea had so many hours of doing that crazy Nutcracker
dance.
Did
she really?
Really.
She was such... a trooper. They shot the most crazy amount of footage to cut together for her dance stuff. And she just kept going. And you know, when she's doing the thing where she's like, what is the thing? Is my favorite thing where she's like,
take the can.
Like, she was just coming up with like all these different dance moves. And they shot for hours and hours and hours. She was sweating bullets under that crazy suit. She's just such a trooper. She's just the nicest human being on the planet,
I think. That's awesome.
Could not be a nicer person.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've interviewed a lot of the people from the show, from Full House and Fuller House, pretty much the entire cast, but I was telling Sony earlier, like, you guys are seriously hands down. I'm not just saying that because I've worked with people and seen people in the streets, and then it's not the case. But you're like, you guys, this entire cast that I've met are the sweetest, most down-to-earth right. people. Like, okay. truly, genuinely, the nicest people. And I have run into them sometimes off red carpets. I'm like, mm-hmm. hey, I just interviewed you, you know? Like, I ran into Dave, and I was like, hey, I interviewed you. Nice. And he was like, oh, my gosh, how are you? Like, so sweet. I don't even know if he remembered me on the red carpet, but he didn't act like he didn't, you know? Right, like, he was like, oh, my gosh, how are you? How is everything? Like, you guys are seriously the most genuine, the nicest cast, hands down, that yeah. I've had the pleasure of interviewing. And I'm sure it's like that on set with you. I mean, I'm not on set with you guys, but, you know.
It really is. I mean, if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. But first off, I feel like I'm the guest at their party.
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh, wow. They had a phenomenal season one. Season two came in. I don't think anyone expected my character to become what she's become.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We started off doing, you know, a few episodes, and then I just felt like they kept inviting me back, you know? I was like, oh, I get to sit at the cool kids table again. I'm the new kid in school.
Yeah.
Because I really have so much fun on this show, and it's true that everyone is genuinely really kind. They're
so
just
nice.
Kind, and they really like each other. So it's nice to come into a setting like that right. where there's no behind the scene drama.
Yeah.
There's nobody like, oh, well, she kind of hates her.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like, everyone is, they're very, very good friends. And I think because they're just good people, they emanate that warmth on screen, but also to the guests in their home.
Yeah.
Like me.
Yeah.
So I get to be a guest in their living room, and they're very gracious to me, and I'm really appreciative.
And it's who amazing. Did you gravitate towards the most?
Let's see. Well, Scott is who I work with the most,
right,
of course,
right,
and
true.
I adore him.
Yeah.
And we have just so much fun together, and he has a little boy. I mean, his boy's older, but I have a little boy.
Yeah.
Mine's a bibbit. He got a dog this year. I have a puppy.
That's
like,
so
yeah,
hilarious.
we swap,
yeah.
like, little boy puppy
so
photos
cute.
All the time. We're like, no, but look at mine. Mine's so cute.
Yeah.
but I adore him. But outside of him, because he is who I work with the most, I'd say Andrea Barber.
Yeah.
She's
okay.
Really, like I said, she's just a really genuinely warm person. She's the kind of person that you walk in and everyone's working and they're all in their mode. And I've been in the position where I'm, you know, the number one or the number two on a show, and
right.
you want to be nice to all the guests
yeah.
and say hi or whatever, but you can be in your zone. And she just makes a really concerted effort, I think, to welcome
That's amazing.
Everyone. And
yeah.
consistently, from when we didn't know if I was going to be there for a couple of weeks or
right.
like I was the whole season, you know,
right.
I was on about every other episode. And just always treated me like I was part of the family. So I think she's just a really special, sweet,
That's
sweet
awesome.
Girl.
That's awesome.
That's good to
but
know.
They
that,
all are.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah, because she has such a great presence on camera. And to know that she carries that
off camera
is really good to know.
Really.
So
That's
I'm
huge.
Happy you said that.
Yeah,
yeah
awesome.
They are. There's an interesting sense on set. I felt like everyone, even though they were in their second season when I came on as a
yeah.
character, and there was so much success with the first season, there still always seemed to be a really high sense of gratitude from
That's
everyone
great.
That there was there. There wasn't this sort of entitlement of like, well, yeah, we had an amazing season one.
Right.
We're all big shots now. I mean, there wasn't any of that. There was
okay.
Everyone seemed really grateful to be there, and I think that an attitude of gratitude creates
right.
happiness.
Right.
That's what makes people happy. Is
yeah.
grateful.
Yeah.
So.
It's very true.
I think that's what makes watching the show fun, because you can tell everyone truly loves being on set, and
yeah.
they love doing what they do and like
yeah.
acting on the show.
It comes across on
yeah,
the screen
it comes
for
across
sure.
on camera, the
for
good vibes.
Sure. Because sometimes you meet cast, and I'm not going to mention which shows, but you do, and you
yeah.
they are fine on camera, whatever, but then like off camera, there's just like drama and hatred and whatever,
yeah.
like just craziness that goes on. And you're like, how in the world do you guys function? I don't even know what goes on here. But like, I feel like just by meeting you guys, I've sensed that there's like none of that. It's insane. Like, you guys just seriously are like the most genuine,
yeah.
humble. And I feel like even the people who have done Full House and have like residual checks still coming in from the reruns that I still watch on Nick at Night and I,
yeah.
you know,
right,
like
right.
they're still so humble and so down to earth, and we'll say hello and stop and like ask people questions. And it's like, shouldn't I be asking you how you are? Like, you literally just stopped your day. You stopped what you were doing.
Yeah.
You stopped your walk to say, hi, how are you, to me. Like, what? The what?
You know, that's everyone's just crazy. That's true, I mean, but it's not.
Unfortunately, yeah, a lot of people
but
aren't.
They're not. It's true.
Yeah.
I have to go to the New Year episode. Let's I'm literally it. Dying to talk about it.
You've been wanting to say it.
Okay, so we're going to the Happy New Year, baby. Woo!
Yes. The finale.
Yes. And I don't even know where to begin. There's so much I want to talk about.
Gosh,
but
I'm so excited. I love it. The enthusiasm.
I have a favorite scene in this one.
obviously, I'm going to start with this because I just need to do it. It's a little out of order, but we're going to go straight to it. Steve wants to propose to you, obviously.
Yes.
Okay. And it doesn't go the way, obviously, that he planned, because DJ ends up proposing to you, right. Which I didn't see coming. I didn't see it coming either,
and I was staring at the TV like...
Yeah.
It actually made me feel a little uncomfortable. To be quite frank, that proposal made me a little uncomfortable, because it's supposed to be Steve's words, but it's like, it wasn't his words, like... Or his actual being, like, DJ did it all for him, which I find very interesting. If you love someone so much, especially when you get to that proposal,
right?
Scenario, fiance, husband, yeah. Like, I didn't even you think they would want to express their own personal love to you,
right?
Sure. Right. I mean, I think the idea was that he was, you know, so nervous. I'm sure that there's a. I mean, this is reading.
Yes.
Very much in between the lines.
What you're about to say.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure there's also the, I love her and I want to propose to her and I want to marry her, but there's I'm at my ex-girlfriend's house and we're doing it here and there's all of the, like, I'm sure all those.
In front of her family.
All those feelings come up, you know, but we are in a sitcom.
We can actually leave locations and
go to his house to get the proposal. So we are in the format of television.
And of course Matt walks in.
Yeah.
Too.
Right,
oh my gosh.
Like,
that was great.
That's
so good.
I laughed really hard when I saw it. I mean, of course I was shooting it, but in the moment as an actor, even though it's a comedy, you are still very much in the drama of being proposed to and trying to sort out, you know, every take has got to be new. And what's going on? Am I being proposed to? Wow, this is weird. It's by DJ. Yeah. And, you know, all of that's going on as an actor. But I'm, like, fighting tears and the whole thing, although it is funny. But kind of, so being able to watch it back was like, oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah. Right?
That's such great writing. It was really fun the way that they... tied all the ends in and had Matt come in and he's like, oh, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
And that Steve and CJ have that beautiful moment at the end when I say to him, that was so beautiful. And he says, I meant every word she said.
Yeah. I meant every word she said.
And then we kiss and it's so lovely. Yeah. And then you get what I thought was the best part of the episode as a fan of the show, which is DJ and Steve sharing that look at the end.
Yeah.
You kind of go,
yep. They're still in it.
To be continued.
I want him to be with her, but I want him to be with her, but I don't know. Yeah.
I like them as friends, though.
You do like them as friends?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I have so many mixed feelings.
Yeah.
I like DJ with.
That's good.
I like
that
DJ
means
with
they
Matt.
Are doing everyone on the show is doing their job.
Then. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe
a lot
if
of emotions.
DJ and Steve decide to be together in season 3, then Matt and CJ.
Oh,
you never know.
I'm telling you, I would not be surprised.
Anything can happen.
And when I have to say, whenever you walked in on the kitchen of him, like, rehearsing, who rehearses a proposal with their ex-girlfriend? I do not know.
Right? Exactly.
He was so genuine, like, just like, you know, DJ or Siege, I love you so much, but obviously talking to DJ, and like, when you walked in, I was like, it is done. She's about to grab that kid and go. This party is over. DJ is getting that ring. Then Matt's going to walk in on Steve proposing to DJ. That's why I was like, here it goes. It's going down.
Especially with the necklace and the box. Yeah. Like, right before. That was, like, the episode or a couple episodes before.
Right.
Like, you found it
before.
With the nutcracker. And so the necklace, like, oh, that's strike one. Oh, there's a DJ and Steve box. That's strike two.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're on one knee in front of, in
the kitchen.
Like, I was like, oh my goodness, but, you know, it's great that CJ keeps
well,
on loving
them. Well, she leaves. I mean, no, she's no... that was one of the challenges of playing the role is she's an incredibly intelligent person. There's nothing ditzy about this woman, and, I mean, she's a surgeon, and she's... And she wouldn't be
with someone who
she doesn't value, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, who she didn't genuinely believe does care for her. But I think that's the fun thing about Steve, the character, which we got from the original Full House and now Fuller House, and also the way that Scott so beautifully plays him, is that he is like, he just says things. He's always got his foot in his mouth, you know? Like,
literally, yeah.
And I think that's what CJ finds adorable about him. So I don't think she finds it adorable when he calls her DJ. I mean, but I do think that he says things and she's just like, oh, Steve. Right. Like, I think that's their thing. So I mean, that's how I've chosen to play it as an actress, and how I think it works is that he's just Steve. Oh, funny Steve, silly Steve. He's such a nut. You know that that's kind of the lightness of it. So when, like, I love that I go and I grab Rose, and we're heading out the door, and one of my favorite things that they wrote that I got to play is when, you know, he says one thing. I said, I've heard enough, and then he pulls my hand, and I turn around and say, okay, listen. Yeah, like there's that moment of like, okay, well, hang on. Maybe there is something behind that thing I saw in the kitchen. Yeah. Perhaps it's not as bad as I looked. I'm going to give you a moment to explain yourself. You know.
Yeah.
But I think that part of the charm and the fun of that is just that Steve's just Steve.
Yeah,
that's why the fans love him.
Yeah, exactly. Which is a big fan favorite. Adore him
and the character. Yeah, and I feel like not many girls would accept a proposal from their, you know, boyfriend's ex-girlfriend who's now the best friend. Like, what method did I go? And not alone, they probably wouldn't even go to her house for New Year's. Probably like, you're coming to my friend, you know, like, of course this is a common, that's what's going to happen. But it just, it cracks me up. And the fact that, another thing is, I'm going to just say it. The fact that DJ had to be the one to stop you from going out the door, like, he's like, come on, Steve, tell her. Like, tell her what you're doing. And he's like, oh, I don't know. And she's like,
I'm so nervous.
She's like, he's, you know, and she had to be the one to spit it out. And I'm thinking, can he not tell her? Because he is still
in love with DJ.
Yes. Is that why he can't have he didn't have no problem in the kitchen talking about his love.
Well, no, he was mumbling through that. He couldn't get through with that. He said, when I look into your future, I see my eyes. Yeah. I mean, he couldn't even get it when that's just Steve. But you do bring up a good point, and I think that that's obviously intended to get the audience thinking. I mean, it's not fun unless you're going, well, is it this? Well, is it this? I mean, it's intended to be thought-provoking, and hopefully thinking about it, which is
we are
talking for a whole hour about it.
Yeah. We are.
Obviously.
We're talking.
I have so many conflicted feelings still.
But, I mean, congratulations on the engagement with Steve, and we're going to find out what happens in season 3. I'm very curious. Are they going to have another baby? Like, where is this going, you know? Is Lucy and you know, Max, there's so many just places this can go.
Do you think? What are your predictions?
I feel like maybe a couple episodes, and then maybe, like, I don't know, if we're thinking only season 3, I'm thinking season 3 and above. So I'm thinking, like, I'm not thinking it's ending at season 3.
I don't think so either. I think they're going to tease it. Yeah. They're going to be teasing this more and more.
Like, till the very end, till they know it can't go anymore.
Exactly.
And then maybe they'll be like, maybe you'll, I don't know, I'm just going to say, maybe you'll be like a bridezilla, and Steve's like, I don't know, DJ, how can I handle her? How am I going to marry her? She can't, you know,
that's
whatever.
That's a great prediction.
She's going kind of crazy, I can't do this wedding talk anymore, and da-da-da-da, and maybe you guys are planning a wedding at the same time. Maybe it's a double wedding. I mean, I'm giving out ideas here, people.
Wedding. I should ask for payment.
I mean,
this.
I should
write it down and send a letter to the writers.
Jeff
Franklin. If you use any of these,
I called it.
I pitched it, you know, here's a date on YouTube. It was up before the season was up, you know, but I don't know. I feel like, here's the thing. A lot of people want to see DJ and Steve together. I'm one of the people. And I feel like whatever they have to do, they're going to drag it on. But at the end, they're going to give the fans what they want. There's going to be something with DJ and Steve. It could be like a quick, like, hey, we tried, we're going to go back to being friends. Or it could be like we're gonna do this full force.
When you said the, like, we tried thing, it just reminded me of, like, the end of La La Land.
In the what?
La La Land movie.
Oh, La La Land. Oh, I was like, the what?
It's going to be a bittersweet ending like that.
Yeah. I mean, you never know.
Yeah. There are a lot of ways.
There's a lot of ways.
I think you're right, though, that I think that they are. Jeff Franklin's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he's got genius.
I'm sure he has a lot of ideas up his sleeve, and I also feel quite confident nobody thinks this show's gonna end after one more season. So we'll see.
You might have some kids. You never know what's gonna happen. Here's my question. I don't know if y'all thought this, because this was crossing my mind. When that New Year's kiss happened, everyone literally had someone to kiss. Where is Danny's wife that he talks about, and where's Joey's wife and the kids? Like, I know that they didn't like his family, and they were trying to kick him out, whatever, but it is New Year's Eve, people. I mean, it was funny that they hugged each other. I get the joke, but I'm like, literally every single other person standing in this lineup, kids included, had someone to congratulate on New Year's Eve.
I mean, Joey and Danny are
and
cute.
And they're very cute, but I'm like, where was their family? That was my question.
Is that not brought up earlier in the episode? I really can't remember. It's been a little while since I watched this one, but I feel like it's addressed. I mean, surely... Was it really not addressed?
They didn't say anything
about like so. that they left that he had to leave his family at home. Wasn't there something about like snow
some magician?
Or... See, it's hard when you're on the show because you read every version
every
of the script.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah,
and so I've seen six scripts of that, and so I'm like, oh yeah, that happened. But then somehow it doesn't make it in the final cut, or maybe it was said and then the line got cut because the show went long,
right.
So they had to cut certain things. So it definitely was addressed. Rest assured.
Okay.
It was addressed in some version.
Yeah.
Okay. It was thought through.
Okay.
It just maybe didn't make
the cut.
Make it into the final.
Yeah. Okay. The writers definitely thought about that dilemma as well. It just might have been like, well, we've got so much, as you said, there's so many things going on. You can't include every part of it. You can't, every hole in every storyline. Some things are going to have to.
There were a lot of kisses, and fortunately, Jackson and Lola, you got Jola happening, which is what we were waiting for all season.
They made
an appearance in their kiss, but what I really did like was how Ramona and
Popco,
they did not originally kiss. Like
when
the camera was panning and everyone's kind of kissing each other, Ramona just kind of like stood her ground.
And I
really liked that, because you just assumed like, oh, she'd fall for it. She's like, you know, hey.
Yeah.
And then they actually talked a little more, and then it had happened.
No, at first I was like, I can relate to Ramona, and then she goes and kisses Popco, and we're like, never
but
mind.
But I like how that happened,
she
though.
Stood
I like
waited,
it was like, no, you don't need this right at midnight. Like, I'm an independent woman. I don't need you. But then, like, they talked a little more, and then, like, okay.
Well, because he was like, being, we'll like, really pushy earlier, and because he was being pushy, he wasn't going to get it. So, like, hello, guys, do not be pushy. That's a no, all ages. And, like,
so,
he wasn't being pushy and being, like, kind of, you know, I don't want to say douche because he's not really a douche, but you know what I mean? Like, he was being pushy and, like, whatever, but, like,
he kind of calmed down.
He was like, I'm not expecting this from you. I'm happy to be here with you. He was being sweet and genuine.
Yeah.
Boom, he got what he wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. That's kind of how what happened to Jackson. Once he started being himself.
Right.
And didn't, you know, wasn't someone else, then Lola started to fall for him.
Yeah.
Don't overthink.
It's true. And then with all these New Year kisses come new babies.
Yes, we need to talk about
so
babies.
Excited.
Pamela.
So cute. Pamela Donaldson Katsopoulos.
I love that.
She is the cutest
how adorable.
Thing.
I thought it was adorable that they named her after sister-in-law. Yeah, the mom. Mm-hmm. That is adorable.
Yeah,
that is
really
so cute. And that baby,
Pamela
can I get any... First of all, maybe you can tell us, is that, like, some producer's kid that, like, just had a kid and is, like...
No.
Just found him and, like, modeling, casting something?
Wow. in the Precious Baby
Gerber
catalog.
Gerber Baby.
Yeah,
you know,
right
baby
there. You just pick him out. I actually think, and I could be wrong about this, but I think that they had... two babies. Okay, so in general, which is why little kids are often cast if they're irregular as twins. Because there are all kinds of union regulations with how much you can actually have a infant work.
Yeah.
Child labor laws and things like that. But also, just because one could be just, you know, I have a baby now. I know. Sometimes they're just... awful.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're like amazing and you're like, oh my gosh, you're smiling for every photo in our photo shoot. You're the most precious baby ever. And then like
They have their turn on you. Yeah. They're like, well, we're not getting any of that set up. Like, yeah. That's done. He is done. So anyway, that said, I think that they often, even for something like that where it's just a quick scene, they hired like a couple of babies. And they're like, which one's going to work right now? That one looks like it's not freaking out.
Right.
Because I think there was another baby on set that day, an equally precious one from, from the Precious Baby catalog. That could have gone either way. And again, don't quote me. I think I remember there being a couple, and I think that's why, because they have to have a backup.
Yeah. And I remember the Snapchat, because I follow them on Snapchat or Instagram story, one of those. But it was either Lori or John that posted. I'm pretty sure it was John Stamos, and he was like, Lori was holding the baby, and like he was giving her kisses. He was giving the baby kisses, and she was like all excited and everything. And then I was like, oh, that's cute. I wonder if like my first initial thought, because this was like months ago, obviously, so we didn't even know what was going on. My first initial thought when I saw that Snapchat was like, oh my God, his friend had a kid, or, you know, he's holding someone's baby on set. Oh, like a producer's kid.
Yeah. Yeah,
the kid on set. How cute is that?
He posted a picture with the baby before the episode aired?
He didn't say what it was. It was literally Lori Loughlin holding the kid. And then he's just like, ah, like being silly, and the kid's laughing, and he's giving the kid kisses, and she's loving every minute of it.
Yeah.
Of course. And, I didn't say anything like where they were. You couldn't really tell where they were, you know, so you didn't know they were on set. I just thought maybe they were. I just thought maybe, oh, it's a Friday night. Someone brought their kid to a party. Someone brought their
Who didn't bring producer. Their babies to a Friday night party?
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like,
I didn't, because I didn't think in a million years this is the kid that they're going to adopt. But when she came out, I was like, oh my God, that's the kid from the Snapchat. I get it now, you know?
Makes sense.
Adorable. Makes sense.
It was
a couple months later.
It's a really cute baby.
Yeah.
Really pretty little girl.
She was so cute. And then I noticed that right in the end credits, she started crying, and I hear Jody saying, no, don't cry. And then it cuts the episode out. And I was like,
I have to rewatch.
She's like literally right at the end. She's like, ugh.
That's
and then
right.
You hear Jody
that.
Like, no, don't cry. And then there it goes, right to the credits, and I was like, no, that's so... But she was so good for a while. Everyone was just, like, poking at her, grabbing at her, but
she was so cute. I liked the scene, like, right before she's introduced, how the camera is going from one couple to another.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's cute. They fell asleep outside.
I know. And then, like, DJ fell asleep on Matt's lap on, like, the one chair. I'm like, that's got to be the most uncomfortable.
Like, that's
comfortable.
Right. That seems comfy.
You guys, it's television.
I know.
This is not
real life.
We're
very invested, if you can't tell. We're very, very invested.
Like, to dissect the obvious. Yeah. What is happening?
I hate to break it to you. We also all don't wake up with perfect faces of makeup first thing in the morning.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
For morning scenes.
But, no, we love the show. We obviously, you know, we're so attached to the characters. Like, come on, you know?
I actually, to be fair, I thought the same thing. When they were doing the thing, I was like, ouch, my neck would hurt so
much.
Yeah,
right.
All night.
And, like, why aren't you on the Chaise Lounge? Or, like, you know? But
I mean, I like Danny and Joey cuddling, so.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
That was the cutest.
Yeah. I guess they couldn't have done that if they each brought their family.
Yeah.
So they had to have, like, some comedic relief there.
And speaking of the credits rolling, so that being said, like, the third season will happen. And the difference between the first season and the second season, there was the summer gap. What kind of gap do you think will happen this time? Because it did end the new year.
Yeah.
So do you think they're just going to start up fresh the new year, like a couple days later? Oh, did you have a great weekend? And just start off right away?
I can see that.
If they want to do holiday episodes, then probably not. Maybe start in the summer.
Right.
But
because it's not predicted to, I mean, like, would it be another year till it comes out again, I would assume, or
or next week. I don't have insider information as to when this would air. I actually don't even know if I can tell you guys when they start shooting the new season. I do know that, but it's not too long from now. Don't be worried.
Okay.
Well, they're kind of tweeting it out themselves, the cast.
Yeah,
okay,
like,
okay, good.
Okay.
I just don't want to say something I'm not supposed to.
Yeah.
I try to be real cognizant of that.
No, smart. We don't want to get you in trouble.
But I don't know what they'll do. My thought is that more than likely it would start up very soon after this, just because there are so many major storyline points that don't really feel to me like you can cut a year ahead.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or even half a year ahead. Honestly, I think it'd be really challenging for it to all of a sudden be summertime just because...
Right.
Well, I mean, certainly for Steve's and my storyline, that's a very... I mean, but you know...
You never know.
You never know. Yeah. And the real challenge that this particular show has is the kids... The kids are getting so, they grow so much. Yeah. So if you have a 6 month break in shooting, but it's only supposed to be the next weekend.
Yeah, it's hard.
So, I mean, very true. Some of them are, you know,
growing.
Yeah, growing more than others. They're getting, voices Max are changing as you are in the beginning of the, and all of that. And really, with the itty bitties with Tommy, you know, the twins that play Tommy.
There are two. It's crazy.
And you go through, at that age, my gosh, 6 months, a 6 month break in shooting is like, kids now, like, clearly not just learn to walk. He's
And I love that they always seem to be carrying him in the scene because I think they want him to seem younger than he is in real life. And that's my theory. Like,
right.
Because they're always carrying him. I'm like, that child. And then they put him in that, like, little bouncer thing and his legs are too long. And I'm like, this poor kid is too big for that little toy, but they want him to look littler than he is, younger than he is. But, you know.
I think that's part of it. I also think it's just easier to wrangle
someone a small child, let him go.
Carrying it, as opposed to like, hey, will you walk to there over there? And they're like, psh, no, but I'll throw this toy in your face.
That's true. That's true. Really quick before we go, just like a few more questions. But you did mention you have a lot of scenes, obviously, with Scott, who plays Steve. And that's probably the majority of the person that you shoot scenes with. But if you could choose anyone else in the cast that you... Who would you want to have more scenes with?
Oh.
And you can pick Scott too, but I'm just saying someone maybe you don't have that many scenes with.
Someone that I don't have many scenes with, but wish you could shoot more. But wish that I could have more scenes with. You know, they're only on like every few episodes or so.
Yeah.
But John and Lori, when I was a kid, like, that was the storyline that I so loved. They were, like, the cool, pretty older people that you wanted to grow up and be like.
Yes.
And truly, they're so lovely in person. You know, John is one of the producers as well, and he could not have been more welcoming to me the first day that we met. Because I shot a couple of episodes before I ever actually worked with him on camera. He didn't come in, I don't think, till the Thanksgiving episode.
Okay.
And I think that was maybe my third episode on the show. And he was just truly so nice. Yeah. Such a nice person. Not a big head at all. Yeah. Just like a cool... But he's so John. I mean, he is.
He's so John.
He's John Stamos.
He just emanates... cool. Yeah. He's just cool.
Yeah, he does.
but he's kind, cool. And I'd like the chance to work with them. And I think, I guess my primary reason is I liked them so much from the original Full House.
That's
a good reason.
That's a very good reason.
Uncle Jesse.
I mean, who didn't want an Uncle Jesse?
Everyone did.
I want one still.
Yeah.
I mean, have mercy.
He has not aged him and her, I swear, those two.
Yeah, let's talk about Lori. So come on. I mean, we can talk about John, but let's talk about Lori.
She does not age.
What daughter are they drinking?
She does not age at all. Lori does not. She looks amazing.
She looks ridiculously amazing. Stunningly beautiful. And
amazing.
Stunning on the inside as well. Just a really neat person. But just, I mean, you see her in person, you're like, can I take your skin off and put it on me, please? Like, you are
and
so beautiful.
Like, what here? And without even, like, trying. Do you know what I mean? Like, she just even, like, paparazzi shots of her with, like, sweaty, whatever, hair. Just what is going on? Well, you two, I don't understand what DNA has come down onto you.
They're like robots.
It's crazy. 52 and 53. My God, robots. If I could look that good now, I would be happy. Yeah. 52 and 53. That's insane to me. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
They're true.
It's crazy. But they are the power couple from Full House to Fuller, you know?
They're
be fun.
True.
That would be really good. That would be fun. I hope you do get scenes with them.
I know. Me too. I don't know how that would, you know, what would transpire, but
I mean, something could.
Throwing it out there in the universe.
Somebody maybe they want a babysitter for Pamela.
There
you
go. There you go. Yes. Maybe they need adoption advice. Maybe I've been through this before. I don't know.
We'll something. See. Something could happen.
And one big thing that we did not talk about in this episode was how Max went to sleep early.
Yeah,
Jackson played a huge trick on Max.
Yeah,
I love that.
Which is, I mean, as a big sister, I feel like I would have totally done something similar to what Jackson had done. Like, we want to, us big kids want to do something, so you little kids do your own thing. Right. And so, like, I mean, very cruel. And, I mean, but Max is really smart, so I can't believe he actually fell for that. Knowing him and his character, you would think he kind of be like, oh, according to my calculations, it is not time to go to bed. What are you talking about? But he's like, okay, go to bed, see ya. And then Rose, bless her heart, wakes him up. So that's awesome. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, but he outsmarts
the prank. Yes, which was even better.
He still winds up on top.
With the same trick, I have to add that they did in Full House at DJ and DJ with a door thing. And I was like, look, they're even bringing back little things fans will totally be like, oh my God, yes, I know exactly what you're doing. I know what we're flashing back to, and I'm loving every minute of it.
They're really good at that. I really like how they do that. The nostalgia is just, it's there.
It's perfect.
It's amazing. It was so good. Like, I'm so happy you got to come and join us.
Yes. Thank you so much, Virginia.
It was so great.
Yeah, this was great.
It was so much fun, and I can't wait to see what happens with you guys in season 3.
Yeah.
You never know. You're more than welcome to come back and join us and let us know all the gossip of season 3 when it goes on.
Yes, please. We want to know if you get married or not, so you'll have to come back to tell us.
Yeah. What really happens. Do you turn into Bridezilla? You know, what's going on here? We need to know.
Ideally, what would you want to happen for CJ?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I feel like y'all have said probably at some point we need to get Steve and DJ back together. Right. Mm-hmm. And again, you brought up an interesting point, whether it's for we tried it. But, I mean, I feel like that's a little been done, like with Ross and Rachel.
Yeah.
Like, you know, right. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. You know what? Like I said, I'm happy to be invited along to the party. I hope that I'm invited to continue. I hope that I'm available to continue, and my schedule allows it as well, and that we can all continue having this fantastic party every week that we're having, because it really is. You go to work, and it's a very joyful environment. I'm very happy when I go to work on this particular job.
That's
so
awesome.
It's really, really lovely. But I would like to see. I wasn't avoiding your question. I would like to see Steve and CJ drag out a minimum of, I think we've gotta clearly through at least one more season, but maybe even two. Like, and I think there has to be something with, clearly CJ has to like ask DJ to be her maid of honor.
I was just about to say, some kind of bridesmaid.
DJ has to like throw the bridal shower, and there's got to be like, what's going on? It's got to be in her house. I mean, they're all kinds of fun, ridiculous things that I think there's a lot of comedy to be mined from this particular storyline. So I don't know. I hope those writers and the actors can come and just.
It'll be interesting.
Mining.
Yeah. They always come up with something interesting.
It'll be fun to see what happens.
What I want is for you to stay. Even if CJ and Steve don't work out, I feel, which I don't know, none of us really know, but you are such a great character, and I think it'd be very unfortunate if you do go. So they're definitely, you'd still need to be tied in, like how Matt and Steve are best friends. Like, I feel like you and DJ will become best friends.
That would be a little ideal. Cis romance, bromance for whatever.
What is the cis romance to a bromance?
I don't know.
I'd say
girl, cis man.
Yeah.
Cis romance.
Yeah, girl squad. Hey,
girl squad, whatever.
Yeah. There you go.
I don't know.
That's a fun character.
Yeah. But you guys want to tell them where they can find you? We have to wrap up so quickly.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was a great season, and we're so looking forward to season 3. Again, I'm Rachel Robillard, and you can find me on social media at @Rach_Robillard.
I'm Becca Brown, and you all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
I'm Virginia Williams, and you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Virginia WMS.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AnikaMichelle1 and my website, AnikaMichelle.com. Thank you so much for watching, everybody.
Thank you, thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.